Hello, this is 9469. I am Madison and fifth in the bus mall.
9469, how can I help you?
I have a customer with a apparent service animal. It's being real excited, jumping all over the seats. I'm going to need to find out what we should do about it as far as it doesn't seem to be under control at the moment.
Well, you need to let them know that service animals are allowed on the bus because they have to be contained, which means they have to be on the floor at the foot of the, you know, at their feet, or if it's a small enough dog, it can sit in their lap, but it cannot be hopping around the bus and all over the seats, and if it continues, they will have to deboard.
Okay, yeah, we've only made it one stop in the bus mall, and this dog is all over the place, so I don't know how you want to proceed from here.
Well, it would be how you would like to proceed. If it's a distraction and that dog is all over the place, then you need to inform that person that they need to have control of their dog. And if you feel like they don't have control of the dog, then you need to let them know that they cannot ride with that dog because the dog is not secured with a leash in the lap or in a carrier.
Okay, he was telling me that that he didn't know there was a rule that didn't say he couldn't play with his dog on the bus, so he seems to be taking that in a different direction. But yeah, it's obviously once I get on the road and have a full bus of people, that it's not going to work well.
Yes, and that's why you need to set the tone immediately and let him know that the dog needs to be contained in one spot. He either needs to be holding on to the dog in his lap, or the dog needs to be contained between his legs. But the dog cannot be running around the bus.
I've already established that and told what needed to happen, and it's obviously not happening. So, I don't know what you want to do from here.
All right. Are you asking for a supervisor? Are you wanting to tie the bus up? You're the driver. You're in control right now. What is it that you need from me?
Well, I guess, you know, I would rather just proceed at this point. However, I know we're going to face a situation down the road. We can wait till we cross that bridge, I guess, and deal with it then. But it hasn't worked in the first bus stop on the bus mall, so I'm just informing you of that.
All right, I have been informed, and my suggestion is, if it continues to happen, pull over the bus and say, I cannot have you riding with your dog. Your dog is not secured. I've asked you to secure him, and it's not happening, so I need you to deboard the bus. And at that point, if you have a problem, give us a call back.
Okay, he's pounding on the windshield now and taking his bike off the bus. He says he has some kind of papers for the